So I was talking with my boy Jared yesterday, and he said that Megan and I should start recording a podcast. And in the meantime, until I set that up, we're going to start using the old audio boo again. I kind of fell off the wagon with it, but nonetheless, we're gonna start this back up again and use it more frequently. Anyway, today is, I don't even know the date today. I think it's the 8th. Whatever it is. Today's the first day of E3. And for those that don't know what E3 is, it is the Entertainment Electronics Expo. Or basically where all the major video game companies say, hey, here's what we're working on, make their big announcements, show off game demos, announce release dates. It's just kind of a big hoopla for video game news. So I thought I would share some of my initial thoughts from what I saw today while I was being as unproductive at work as possible in following all the hoopla about E3. Just so you know, most of it's going to be probably Microsoft related, just because I have an Xbox and that tends to be the system I'm most interested in. Although when the Nintendo press conference happens and they announce their new system, I'll be excited about that as well. So anyway, when they initially started the show, they showed Modern Warfare 3 footage, which I have to admit looks really cool. I mean, it looks just like every other Modern Warfare game or Call of Duty game that has happened as of late. I really dig it. I mean, I'm excited for it. I'm not so thrilled with the Call of Duty Elite program, which is a sort of additional fee for some stat tracking and all that. Anyway, if you just look up Google Call of Duty Elite, you'll see what I'm talking about. By the way, if the audio sounds bad, it's because I'm on this garbage road that's kind of full of potholes and stuff. So anyway, let me set the cruise. But anyway, it looked really good. Basically some of the things that I think I'm really excited for. How much time do I have left here? 2:49. So I got 2 minutes. Wow. Okay. Some of the things I'm really excited for. The way that they're integrating the Kinect system into the Xbox is amazing. They announced YouTube is available through the Kinect. Also, they're announcing that Bing is available, and it was amazing. Like, the woman's sitting there, and she says, Bing X-Men, or Bing Legos, and it pulled up all the Lego videos you can watch on Netflix, as well as all of the Lego video games, same thing with X-Men. So I'm assuming you can kind of do it for anything. Like, they showed Dark Knight Returns, and they showed all kinds of stuff. That feature amazed me. And then stuff that they announced that it kind of really raised a lot of questions, but also sounds really cool. They said you're going to be able to stream local television through your Xbox, which is amazing to me. Also, they made a big announcement about UFC, something to the effect that it sounds like you're going to be able to order UFC pay-per-views and watch them through your Xbox, which is great because we canceled our cable subscription about 6 or 8 months ago, and I've never looked back since. It's been great. That's one less thing to worry about because, you know, between Netflix and Hulu and YouTube, you kind of have everything you could possibly want as far as entertainment goes. Gears of War 3 footage looked really good. I'm kind of excited about that. Also, today they showed footage for the Battlefield 3, which just looks... like, you watch Battlefield 3, wow, there are like 15 tractors here, and they're all like super old people. What in the world are they all doing? Come on. Anyway, the Battlefield 3 footage just absolutely blows the Modern Warfare 3 footage out of the water. I've got about a minute left, so I may record another one of these things. We'll just have to see. But yeah, the game looks stunning. They did announce that the official release date is October 25th, so it'll be coming out 2 weeks before Modern Warfare 3, which is good because hopefully it'll boost the sales figures because it's going to be the better game. They also announced there's going to be a feature on it called Battle Log. And Battle Log is a absolutely 100% free version of Call of Duty Elite. So, take that, Call of Duty, you schmucks. Anyway, alright, well, I'm ending this one here, but I'm going to record another one to continue my thoughts. So, see you all in a bit.